And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939, with a 5-star rated Superior service you deserve. Locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Superior Energy knows your community and unique needs. Receive personalized attention that goes above and beyond always. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Well, it's time in the Afterglow, your time set aside just for you. Hi, I'm Father John, and you're in the Afterglow. This is WJMJ. You know, as a young seminarian studying to be a priest many, many, many years ago, our professors used to tell us that if we wanted to be effective priests, if we wanted to serve God's people and be successful ministers of the gospel, then we had to take time for ourselves each day to recharge the batteries with prayer, meditation, relaxation. You can't give what you don't have. And if you're all stressed out, anxious, overworked, feeling emptiness from the bottom of your soul, well, you need to get it together. Now, that advice isn't just for priests. It's good advice for all of us. Take time to be nourished yourself. That's what I'm hoping this time between 7 and 8 does each evening. The workday has passed, the sun sets on the day, and the whispers of God's love are contained in the afterglow. And we meet together with promises of relaxation, meditation, and inspiration. So let's just chill out, lay back in the afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. Glad you're here, so we can look outward together toward the peace and the quiet that the evening sunset brings in the Afterglow. We've got music, messages of hope, moments of meditation, all choreographed to help engage the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. Do you turn all the lights out when you leave the room? Do you leave electronics on when you aren't using them? All of these and other little things lead to your wasting the limited resources we have. Now, you may be saying, oh, so what? I barely have an impact. I'm just one person. Well, that is true. But combined with so many other people with the same frame of mind, it can be a catastrophe. That's something to keep in mind during National Hanging Out Day.
A day to hang around and do nothing? That's my kind of day.
No, not that kind of hanging out. It's actually a day to talk about energy consumption and what we can do to reduce it. One way to reduce your carbon footprint is by hanging your clothes out to dry instead of using a dryer, which is how the holiday got its name. Get it? And the weather is warming up, so now is a great day to start hanging those clothes out. There are many different ways, as a community, we can come together to make the earth a cleaner place, and it can be done one simple step at a time. So start doing the little things in order to make a big difference on National Hanging Out Day. Now, a good portion of our listeners here at WJMJ are from the older generation, and most likely a lot of you have had a spouse pass away by this time. The month of April is dedicated to bereaved spouses' awareness, a time to think about those who have lost their husband or wife and be sensitive to their situation. A lot of times people just don't know what to say or do for someone who is grieving. And those who are grieving may not even know themselves. Bereaved Spouses Awareness Month encourages people to reach out to the bereaved and assure them that they are not alone. If you know someone who is in this situation right now and aren't sure how to help, send them a comforting email or phone call letting them know that you are there to talk if they need it. Sometimes all grieving people need is an attentive ear and a shoulder to cry on. There's also lots of support groups provided by the local community or your local church dedicated to helping the bereaved. Now, the most important thing is not to grieve alone or allow someone you know to grieve alone. Here's a beautiful song right now to honor those who have lost loved ones during this Bereaved Spouses Awareness Month, and it's called I Will Never Forget You. And that's called I'll Never Forget You by Danielle Bradbury in recognition of Bereaved Spouse Awareness Month. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and we're encouraging people to turn back and begin to reach out to bereaved spouses by giving them someone who will listen to them, a shoulder to cry on, and a hug when appropriate and needed. In the Afterglow, we want to inspire people to be there for the bereaved, as God is there for all of us every single day. So let's journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. When you are in an uncomfortable situation, realize that either God is doing a work in you, or He is using you to do a work in someone else. There is a purpose. There's nothing wrong with asking God to change a situation. But until it happens, you have to trust that where you are is where you should be. You know, I've found that sometimes God has us endure a difficult situation to help somebody else. We have to be extremely patient and kind and overlook things just so another person can become what God has created that individual to be. God will use you for the good of others. Sometimes God will ask us to put up with things to help another person. Where are the people unselfish enough to say, God, I trust you. It's uncomfortable for me. It's not fair. I'm not doing it because I want to. I'm not doing it because I feel like it. But God, I'm doing it for you. God rewards people like that. The Apostle Paul put it this way. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. He was basically saying, I just bloom wherever I'm planted. I'll be happy and have a good attitude knowing that God is directing my steps. He's in complete control, and it's all a part of His divine plan for my life. Be a rose among thorns. You don't have to allow a bad environment to affect your happiness. Don't focus on the weeds. You may be spending all of your time, so to speak, trying to pull up the weeds. In other words, trying to fix everything in your life, trying to make people do what's right, trying to straighten out all your coworkers. You can't change people. Only God can. If somebody wants to be a weed, no matter what you do, they will be a weed. Spending all your time and energy trying to change them will keep you from blooming. One of the best things that you can do is just bloom bigger than ever right in the middle of those weeds. Right in the middle of those negative and critical coworkers, put a big smile on your face. Be kind. Be friendly. When they complain, don't preach a sermon to them. Don't try to stop them. Your job is not to pull up the weeds. Your job is to bloom. Just have a good report. The more they complain, the more grateful you should be. The more they talk defeat, the more you should talk victory. If your coworkers come in one morning being sour and rude to you, don't be offended and think, well, I'm never speaking to them again. No. That's the time more than ever to flourish. So put a smile on your face anyway. Have a good attitude in spite of that. That's where faith meets life.
Wash away my sins, Lord. Cleanse me in the rain. Let your holy thunder take away my pain. Let me cry some tears, Lord. Heal my sorry eyes. Dark and dry as deserts, baking in the lies. Calm me in your breeze. Hold me in your arms. I've fallen in a sin-filled world and idolized its charms, waiting for the rain to come down. My heart is prone to wander, Lord, through a marketplace of greed. Free my mind from worry, and I'll follow if you lead. I'm like a child on the inside, God, but guilty of the crime. Your innocence remains in me when you strip away the grime. Devils crawl around my house and underneath my skin. I'm ashamed that when sin knocked, I chose to let it in. While I was waiting for the rain to come down, waiting for the love to light, waiting for the rain to come down and set me right. I'm waiting for the rain to come down. Along the way, I fall behind. I wonder every day, am I still on your mind? I've made you vows and promises, and I've meant to follow through to the things inside my heart that I have failed to do. You're welcome in my life, Lord. Welcome in my home. Welcome in my heart, Lord. But still I feel alone. I'm in need of your direction, in need of tenderness. Shelf my pride forever, God, and get me through the test. While I'm waiting on the rain to come down, waiting for the love to rest, waiting on the rain to come down, I'm doing my best. I'm waiting on the rain to come down, I'm waiting for the love to light, waiting on the rain to come down and set me right. While I'm waiting on the rain to come down. Whoa. Whoa. While I'm waiting on the rain to come down. Whoa. Whoa. I'm waiting for the rain to come down.
And that was Griffin House with Waiting for the Rain to Come. Yes. The rain will wash away the dirt and the grime collected throughout the day and make all things clean and new again. And so we are, waiting for the rain and taking time together in the afterglow. I'm Father John, and this is WJMJ, over the air at 88.9 on that FM dial and streaming aboard the internet at WJMJ.org. Too many. The name Elliot Ness conjures up visions of Al Capone, Tommy gunfights, and the all-knowing crime fighter portrayed by Robert Stack in the black-and-white TV classic series The Untouchables. That character is largely a myth. Nevertheless, the accomplishments of the real Elliot Ness were no less fascinating. Born in Chicago, Special Agent Elliot Ness is one of the most famous federal agents in the history of law enforcement. He gained lasting fame as the leader of the Untouchables, young, dedicated federal agents handpicked by Ness who could not be bribed by the mobsters that they were targeting. Ness especially went after Chicago gangster Al Capone's bootlegging business, which was finally brought down in 1931. After stints in other federal and municipal agencies, Elliot Ness died in 1957, just before publication of his memoir. Often heralded as the first superhero, federal agent Elliot Ness was born on this day back in 1903, 121 years ago. Well, our finest men and women have bravely risked their lives to protect us in many wars by serving in our country's military. Many lives have been taken from us during these wars, but sadly, lives can also be taken during times of peace. That is what happened on this day in 1989, when an explosion brought an early end to a group of members of the United States Navy. You see, the battleship USS Iowa was off the coast of Puerto Rico for a firing exercise. The first turret missed and wasn't working properly, so they went to the second turret. As they were preparing the gun to fire, an explosion went off inside the turret, killing all 47 crew members inside of it. It was a tragic event that shocked the nation. An investigation by scientists found that the fire was caused by an accident from overfueling the gun. The explosion on the USS Iowa was used as a safety lesson for all other American battleships to ensure it would never happen again. Well, today the USS Iowa is a museum in California, and every year on this day, a memorial service is held for the 47 men who lost their lives. We too should remember the victims of the USS Iowa explosion and say a prayer for the safety of all servicemen and women. Well, that was Shelter by Michael Gattell. You know, it's difficult to find that place of rest and relaxation in the afterglow that I promise you each evening. What does this mean? Well, I guess it means that it's all the more important that we find the time, make the time to relax and unwind in a world that isn't very cooperative sometimes in helping us de-stress. But we've got to find a way. Love will find a way. Storytime now, in the afterglow. In a Broadway play of the 60s, a young man who has dropped out of school and been estranged from his parents is now hooked on drugs. Out of the depths of what he sees as a hopeless situation, he cries out, "How I wish life was like a notebook, so you could tear out the part where you've made all the mistakes and start over with a page that is fresh and clean. A new start, a new page, a new opportunity, a new tomorrow. Will love find a way?" Well, one of the amazing things about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God's love does find a way. Nothing we have done in life prevents God from giving us a new tomorrow. No mistake, no wrong decision, no wrongful act of any kind can defeat God's will to forgive. Nothing we do can bind us irrevocably to the past, because God is always here to show us the way to new life in a new tomorrow, sometimes in the most surprising and wondrous ways. Yes, love will find a way. Something to think about.
Each time I pray, I search for words that say all that I'm going through. Here's what to say. Each time you pray, I give it all.
Open up.
city.
Yes, it is.
Love will find a way.
Dionne Warwick with Whitney Houston singing Love Will Find a Way. And we all believe that, don't we? The power of love, right here in the Afterglow. That's where we are in the Afterglow. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. So I thank you for your company this evening. You can reach me, by the way, through an email connection, afterglow@wjmj.org. Easy to remember, but write it down anyway. It's afterglow@wjmj.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. I am sure you have been around the individual who says, "I am a Christian," yet his or her life is one of judgment, self-imposed restrictions, a clear lack of joy. Certainly not someone that you'd consider an example, let alone a life you'd want to lead. Yeah, it happens. But that is not who Jesus is. One should never measure the effectiveness of Jesus Christ against the effectiveness, or lack thereof, of fallible human beings. One must remember that Christians are simply common people who are on a journey of change and discovery through Jesus Christ. And most certainly, do not always get it right, huh? You do not have to be perfect to please God, yet this perfect God is pleased to embrace you. So stay with us on our journey.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the third week of Easter. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Brother ass is what St. Francis called his body. Certainly, like donkeys, our bodies are often noisy, smelly, stubborn, and ugly. There is a strange quirkiness about the physical, as if by giving us bodies, God had played a huge joke on us. When we're most youthful and beautiful, we are also cursed with acne, awkwardness, and foolishness. When we grow older and wiser, we're cursed with baldness, wrinkles, and a certain bulkiness around the middle. No wonder we're attracted to schemes of meditation which offer transcendence of the physical. Or maybe we're drawn to religions which offer an escape through a combination of positive thinking and physical fitness. At the same time, other false religions consider the body evil and call for harsh ascetical practices to subdue physical desire. Well, today's gospel reminds us how the Christian faith must always be physical. Jesus declares that he is the bread which has come down from heaven, and that this bread is his flesh, which he will give for the life of the world. This physical element to Jesus' teaching is difficult to take. Religion is neat and tidy, when it deals in abstract truths or high-flown spiritual theories. But when it becomes physical, it gets messy, and we are all scandalized. The implications of Jesus' teaching are far-reaching. Because he has come down from heaven and taken physical form, we cannot take refuge in a religion which is only mental or spiritual. Neither can the resurrection be just a mental or spiritual event. If Jesus' flesh was given for the life of the world, then this flesh must also be risen for the life of the world. This physicalness is made real as we celebrate the Eucharist. Here is Christ's flesh, which is given for the life of the world. And here, too, we offer ourselves, our souls, and our bodies to be living sacrifices, bringing to life in our lives the reality of Christ's body and blood, soul and divinity.
Share my life, take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you. Everything that you do, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no I'm in love.
And now on this Friday, the 19th day of April, in the third week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I pray you would take away all fear of failure from me. Take away any plaguing doubt that says I can never be good enough to do things right. When I hear the voice of the enemy telling me that what you have made me to be is not enough, help me to resist him with your truth. Take away any nagging doubts and fears I have that I will eventually do something terribly wrong and suffer because of it. Help me to rely on you in greater faith and not be tossed up and down like a ship in a storm. Thank you that you are my anchor in all kinds of weather. I have faith that you are the God of the impossible. Help me to believe that you will do the impossible in my life. Help me to have faith every time I pray that you will hear my prayer and that you will answer it in your perfect timing and according to your perfect will for my life.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. Know that I am God. The mountains shake, the waters roar, the valleys tremble with and yet our strength, our refuge sure, whispers in our ear, saying, be still my
Alleluia.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose faithful love endures forever, who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds or recounts God's praise in full.
Blessed are they who observe what is just, who at all times do what is righteous. O Lord, remember me with the favor you show to your people.
Visit me with your saving power, that I may see the riches of your chosen ones, and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, boasting in the glory of your heritage.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me. I'm yours forever, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. Sealed the promise, your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the
God saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed preacher and apostle and teacher. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have eternal life.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name. And holy is your name. My soul. Mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have eternal life. Gracious God, you give us life and lavish us with love. In joy and gratitude, we pray.
Fill us with your grace, O God.
Draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love. In joy and gratitude, we pray.
Fill us with your grace, O God.
Guide young people who seek meaning, purpose, and relationship. In joy and gratitude, we pray.
Fill us with your grace, O God.
Strengthen the bonds of love between spouses and within families. In joy and gratitude, we pray.
Fill us with your grace, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God gladden our hearts by the light of faith and lead us to rejoice in Christ with one another by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
Still my love, know that I am God. Be still my love, know that I am God. Though nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm, your mercy holds us, we hear you call, we linger in your resting arms. As you say, be still my love, know that I am God. Be still my
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.